It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American, and you can find her articles at rep-am.com or in the paper, the old-fashioned way, the right way. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Or on Monday mornings.
That's right.
Monday morning wake-up call. Morning.
Well, it wasn't a bad weekend. Saturday was cloudy and kind of dank, but Sunday turned into a nice day.
Sunday was beautiful, and we were down at the Housatonic Track for the Miles and Smiles for Hadley walk, which raised money for people with Down syndrome and other special needs. And last year was the inaugural year, and it was nice, but not greatly attended. This year it was really, people came out, and as you say, it was a beautiful day, and everybody was out to support all the, to support this great cause. So it was quite heartwarming. And then I just had to walk up the hill to the high school where
Pinewood
they
Derby.
Held the Pinewood Derby
yeah.
from Canaan, Troop 22's event for the first time at the high school. Usually it's been at North Canaan Elementary School. But again, a good crowd. And North Canaan is incredible with its scouting programs. I mean, there are more Eagle Scouts coming out of Canaan, I think, than most, I'm sure, most other towns in the state. So it was nice to see people out and about. Everybody was glad to be out in person. And I think we're going to start seeing more of that as the weather warms up, and hopefully the numbers stay low.
And it was a busy weekend at the high school because on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday,
mm-hmm.
They had the Housatonic Musical Theater Society.
And I heard it was a great success, which is, I'm not surprised, and nice to have Michael Baldwin at the helm. Michael, who was a graduate of the school and participated in many plays there, is now the director. So good to lots going on.
And
speaking of the high school, we did a story on the two top students, valedictorian Josie Marks of Salisbury and salutatorian Avery Tripp of Falls Village, two very bright, articulate young women. Always fun to do that story. Budgets, budgets, and more budgets. We're right in the middle of number season. Sharon has had some meetings and went before the Board of Finance in a marathon meeting the other night, 4.5 hours. Some of the Finance Board members had questions, and the boards were asked to rework their numbers and come back. So we'll be waiting to see what happens there. A reminder that the high school budget will be going to a virtual hearing on April 7th. Tomorrow night we've got Salisbury Selectmen and Board of Ed, I think, going before the Finance Board. It's that time of year. So budgets are up for the most part. Some big, some not so big, but of course we're dealing with increases in oil and health insurance, which is no surprise.
Yeah, on a local level, I was reading in the Republican American, the Kent Board of Education, the same thing with their school budget. They've had a member there asked to lower the budget. I was shocked when I read the story about the Sharon budget, how low the attendance at Sharon Center School has become, and that's a major question for the future. And the questions asked, and the great thing about in the stories I saw in the Republican American, is people want to know when teachers retire, do you replace them or do you not replace them?
Yeah, it's a huge issue. Sharon, you're right, because most people are were wowed by the numbers at Sharon. It's one of the smallest schools now. It was, I think, 97 kids currently, and Cornwall and Falls Village were always the little ones, and Cornwall is now bigger than Sharon. And what is the future of these schools, K through 8, with very high per pupil costs? Doug Cahill said the per pupil cost for Sharon is $43,000,
that's more than a private school, or as much as a private school.
And now you went through Sharon Center, right?
I went to Sharon Center School.
Yeah, I'm sure it was larger when you were there.
Oh, it was much larger.
Yeah.
It was much larger. I think we had, I want to say, I'll just take a guess, in our home room, in our classroom, we had, I want to say, probably 30 kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Back then, yeah, it was rare not to have 30 to 35 kids in a classroom. Yeah. Well, now if you look at some of the numbers, there are 8 and 10, but, you know, how do you cut when you have departmentalized and specific courses? So these boards of education have a lot to grapple with. It's not easy.
No, and it's across the board. It's not in any particular town. North Canaan, it has their own problems. Salisbury has their own problems.
Absolutely.
All these boards of education have these problems. They have to mix what they have to legally do to the state, and then they have to fiduciarily look at what they can do for the taxpayers.
Exactly. And, you know, there is that there's a law that you can't go lower than the year before in your budgets unless you get special dispensation, which is really difficult. So hats off. You know, we talk about our emergency ambulance and fire people, but these people who volunteer to sit on boards and commissions, hats off to them. So we were out in nice weather again during the week down at Dawn Hill and River Road in Sharon. There are questions of where the town owns as far as the road goes, because there's been erratic parking there. Again, it's right next to the river. People come and, you know, think it's almost a private beach and park in every which way, and the neighbors were concerned about not allowing emergency vehicles in. So they held a special selectmen's meeting down at the site to take a look at it. The area has been surveyed, and now they, too, have to come up with some kind of a solution.
Well, you know, one of the things that they pointed out, and what most people don't realize, from the center of the road out, 25 feet on either side, the town has the rights to the property.
Right. Yep. Yeah. You are good, Marshall. You read every little thing.
Well, I've always known that, our roads were designed to basically, this is, people forget, to carry wagons.
Yeah.
And strict things were set, but the rights of way the town had on the side of the road. And I just know this because I had a big to-do with Bob Moeller, which we settled over drainage that was coming onto my mother's property.
Mm.
And I said, you know, from what I understand, this is your problem because you put the drains in and you have so much, and we settled it, but that's how I know about it. Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that they build, it happened in Salisbury. Remember the person that built a big stone wall on 41?
Mm-hmm.
They had to take it down, and they had to take a garage down because it was too close to the side of the road.
Yeah, same in Salisbury in Amesville now.
Yeah.
They've got a stone wall that has to come down. Yeah. Too close to the road.
Yeah.
People don't realize how far the town does own. Interesting, but I'm impressed. But Marshall, you're up on everything.
Well, that's the great thing about local news. About having a local newspaper, you can actually get details that we don't have the time to go into those type of details when we cover the stories on the radio.
Yeah,
but you get them in the news stories
and you read.
Yeah,
Cornwall is very happy. It's got notice that it's getting a $3 million grant from the Community Projects Fund for its wastewater system that they want to put in West Cornwall. That was thanks to Congresswoman Johanna Hayes, who put that money in, and it's been approved, and we're just waiting for President Biden to sign, and that will really help this project move ahead. They're hoping to vote on it perhaps this summer. That, you know, there's been substandard septic and systems in the village, and they want to be able to upgrade so that businesses can expand, houses can expand, and the care of the river is taken care of. Also in Cornwall, the Betty will be coming on May 4th, starting May 4th, and that's that mobile health van, and hopefully they will, they're looking for a way where to park it now, just what location they're going to use. So looking ahead, oh man, it's busy time. Tomorrow night is Sharon Board of Selectmen, and as I said, Salisbury Board of Finance will be looking at budgets. Friday night is the FFA Alumni Dinner, and that's at the Emergency Services Center in Falls Village. And the Maple Fest at the Audubon, which was postponed this week, this Saturday because of rain will be held now on the 26th.
And it will be rain or shine.
Rain or shine. So even if it's muddy, we're going. And Davis IGA here in Kent is doing a wonderful thing. They're doing a Ukraine fundraiser. Anybody who can goes to the register and says it wants to make a donation will become part of the register tape, and they will be sending the money off to a charity that will go straight to help children of the Ukraine. And I must say, everybody is well aware. Many selectmen have said, you know, started their meetings with just let's send our thoughts and prayers and money and whatever else to the Ukraine. You know, stop grumbling about high gas prices. At least you're not there, said one selectman. So,
all right, Ruth, well, have a good week.
Have a good week, Marshall.
And we'll speak to you next Monday.
Yes, okay, take care.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with our Republican American report here on Robin Hood Radio.